It's time. We're back. Carrie, are you ready?
I'm so jazzed for this one right now, dude. This is awesome.
Too fast. Too furious. It is episode two of our newest session for I'm Not Famous, and we're sticking with it. That's right. We're sticking with the Fast and Furious.
Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
I do have to ask, Carrie, would you rather win by an inch or a mile?
A mile.
Okay. Okay.
I get that question all the time as like a Bills fan. They're like, do you want like a close game or a blowout? I'm like, a blowout. I don't care. That's a guaranteed win. I don't want to win in the last second. So no, I would like it to be convincing. I want to look back, probably like put a few fingers out the window as well, you know, like no, I want to win by a mile.
All right. Well, before we race too far ahead, let's introduce our guest for this episode, the one, the only robot, Flux Namtari.
What
What's
up?
up? How's it going, Flux?
Good. You got to fill me in. What's the hand signals again for too fast, too furious? Is there like.
I don't know. I did kind of like a, what was the,
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is
Oh, so that's
there
not a thing that they do in the movie, right? That's not a code that I'm missing out on. Because I'm sitting here
I
feeling
don't
like, oh, yeah, I know I'm a robot, but I'm programmed to be an old bastard. So I don't know what's going on.
It's a great question. Let's go with that. Carrie, you are the one who did the recent research.
Yeah.
Was there any secret hand signals in the recent Fast and Furious movie? Or too fast, too furious?
There's so many to go over. It was
All right.
all amazing. But that introduced Tyrese. Tyrese came in to Fast and Furious during
Okay.
Too Fast, Too Furious. And it really, I think, added a great dynamic element between, it started to now be about family. You know, that's the big question. It's really Fast and Furious all about family. Hey, without Tyrese, we would not have three, four, five, six, seven, eight, soon to be number nine.
That's a
So.
lot of child support payments, too. A lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of being too fast to fund this enterprise here. That's I feel for him. That's a lot of responsibility. Yeah.
So I think Tyrese might be the worst of the Fast and Furious characters, and that's tough to be the worst of the Fast and Furious characters. But you're right. This is the one he was introduced in. This one was Vin Diesel free. And just for the record, IMDb has five synopsises for this movie on here, including the quick one. Former cop Brian O'Connor is called upon to bust a dangerous criminal. And he recruits the help of a former childhood friend, Tyrese, and street racer who has a chance to redeem himself. I can't even, it's terrible. It's terrible. So luckily, it sounds like Flux that you weren't programmed. When you were programmed, you didn't have to watch these movies or have them inserted in,
No, honestly,
however it
like.
happens.
Yeah, I've managed like sitting here like thinking like I don't think I've actually seen a single one all the way through, but I've seen them enough and they've been around long enough to where I kind of it's like I've never seen a skunk in the wild, but I know what one smells like. You know what I mean? Like I
Right.
oh, that's a skunk, even though I don't know 100%. Do I know it's a skunk? No, but it's a skunk.
This is a very fair comparison. Skunk, Fast and
So part
Furious.
two, didn't it? Paul Walker's not in it, or is
No,
he still in it?
Paul Walker's in that one, and Vin Diesel's not in it. So this is the
Correct.
one.
So it's
So
dieselless.
yes, Dieselless. That's the way
So
to
I mean, maybe they're ahead of their time, kind of eco-friendly, like getting rid of biodiesel, like just they were playing
it.
that angle, and it just didn't really like they
Didn't
lost
pan
some
out.
market share, and then they're like, nah, let's get the fossil burners back in, and is that how it?
I think so. I think so. It just didn't go fast enough. It just wasn't furious enough,
It
right?
wasn't too. It wasn't for yours enough.
All joking aside, though, is that this, I think, did the worst of the movies in the franchise. And because of that, the third one didn't even have Paul Walker in it.
Correct.
And
Oh,
so, but the
so he
third
was
one
kind
ended.
of
Oh,
scared. He scared him away, and
yeah,
is
I guess.
another. Oh, is this another failure? Let me try to do some other things. Oh, and that's probably when he did that Jessica Alba.
Was it
Look at us in bikinis movie,
into the blue?
deep
Is that
blue,
what it's
deep
called? Yeah,
blue
yeah.
something.
Into,
Yeah.
yes, something like that. So before we race too far ahead on
Yeah.
a easily 30% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 2-star on IMDb movie that we are going to praise, let's talk a little bit about you, Flux. Why don't you tell us what you do on for your day job, I guess we'll put it.
Just me or Flux. Well, Flux, well, I work at the Cinesaro movie theater in the post-apocalyptic zombie future. And I tink around. I'm a jackass. I don't know. It's fine. I kind of, yeah. And then occasionally we'll get together, play video games and or films, and I'll talk smack on them.
That's basically what it is. So it is on Robot Co-op currently. Let me switch to the right
overlay. Twitch, yes. Yeah. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, and then occasionally like a Friday thing. And yeah, but it's a lot of fun. It's its own weird culture. First timers, I feel like get a little exhausted. Like they kind of come in, they're like, I don't like everybody's. It's like you fell into like a Norwegian like chat room or something. You have no idea what's going on, but then you can kind of get it. Like it's like a foreign language, but it's fun. People are super talented and supportive, and I don't know, just yeah,
awesome. Just it's like a provocative Norwegian chat room, a provocative one, right? No, we first met, so we met Rick, who is also involved at a convention where only humans were allowed, so we didn't meet the robots at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think back in like 2013 or 2014, and I've kind of followed it ever since. And I have two children of my own, and they do very much love the Rock Me Hot Potato parody.
Nice.
That can be found on your YouTube channel as well. And we'll link everything, of course, when we post this, but there's some fun stuff over there, some fun, good riffing stuff. So we can riff too fast, too furious. We just can't show it because this is a perfect time to remind everybody, Project Nerd is not affiliated with NBC Universal or anything with the Fast Furious
or a
franchise.
Mustang, apparently. Do we get a Ford? Any kind of
no label on it.
We're open for sponsorships if they want to, Universal or Ford. But at this time, no, we have no affiliation, unfortunately.
Why not Exhibit or the people from Pimp My Ride? You know, because that kind of that's the same era that this movie came out, right? I'm trying to.
I guess so. Yeah.
Put that in the pop culture. When did this movie come out?
I'm gonna make some clicking noises because I want to see when did Pimp My Ride come out. Actually, so Pimp My Ride. Hot. Air dates was 2004 to 2007. That was only around for 3 years. It seemed like it was around forever. So Too Fast, Too Furious was 2013. So it was, is that right? That was,
no.
No, 2003.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 3 6 was makes 2013. Sense. Okay. I was going to say, because 2001 was the first one. So Too Fast, Too Furious was 2003. So in case anybody's curious, let's do that. We didn't play this video on the last episode, Carrie. So let's play this for those that are curious.
I need Nos. No.
So to recap, not only do we need Nos, but as we kind of mentioned, the first one aired and was super successful and led to a bunch of people in my high school buying shitty rice burner cars and trying to race them on the streets. And I did go
a ridiculous spoiler that doesn't match the rest of the body paint. That's like 4 feet tall on a what are you doing, man? And the most expensive thing, like you can only afford two nice tires or wheels and they're on the front or the back. Yeah.
But
you got your ground effects. You got neon lights under them.
That's what
there you
say.
Go.
The neon Going lights the DQ, had like
cruising North Oak. I know where we local joke.
the lights, underbody lights, of course, add 5 horsepower. So that's why you had to have them. Yeah. They added so much. But basically, first one came out super popular. This one drops 2 years later, did not do as well, which led to the third one not having any of the original cast, which actually ended up doing really well, which then surged that franchise, which has now been
Would you say there's a similarity between this and like Nightmare on Elm Street, right? Like part two, the mythology of Freddy went out the window and he's walking around at a pool party. I'm like, none of these kids are asleep. Everything I meant to believe, he attacks you when you're asleep. And is this that boring of a pool party? Like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, it didn't make sense. So, and a lot of the main characters didn't, you know, follow through. There was no thread. They were just trying to figure like, oh shit, let's put a sequel together. See if we can grab some cash real quick. And like, is that what it is?
Oh, cash grab. Totally. Yeah. I think all these are at this point. But definitely the second one. And just for clarity, so Freddy doesn't murder us in our sleep tonight. That's the only comparison we're making between the two franchises, right? There's no
saying a thing with a lot of sequels.
Right. We don't mean any insults, Freddy. We're not trying to compare you to Fast and Furious right here. We didn't mean anything by it. I also have some.
Are you apologizing to a child murderer?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess, you know. I'm just gonna go on. I'm gonna put my money on. I don't care what that guy thinks of me. Yeah, I'm not apologizing, Freddie.
Look, I just try not to get murdered in my sleep for Fast and Furious comparisons. Because as we mentioned, Tyrese is in this one. Tyrese, as we mentioned, they don't want to compare.
You murder people in their sleep.
Tyrese does probably.
Well, see, that's what got me. Like, I went down the rabbit hole. John Singleton is probably one of my favorite directors. You know, he's done a lot of stuff, right? And he actually directed Too Fast, Too Furious. Uh-huh. And right before he did this, he made a movie with Tyrese called Baby Boy. And so I didn't know if that's how, like, Tyrese kind of got introduced into this whole, like, idea, if he just wanted to cast him. My favorite casting was Ludacris. You know, that era, that time frame. And I went back and listened to the soundtrack.
TRL.
Definitely. Like, I was watching the Britney Spears documentary recently, and TRL popped up.
Of course you were.
Hey, I'm digging it deep into that research. No, but I was so surprised that John Singleton actually directed Too Fast, Too Furious, and it got the response that it did. So it was really interesting to see how it ended up going into Tokyo Drift and then continuing on for five, now six more movies.
It's crazy. Just, you know, I'm just feeling very, I'm just feeling gratitude that, you know, we grew up in an era to where we, in 1 year, you learned who Tyrese and Carson Daly were.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is,
and you have that information in your head and you can't get rid of it. It haunts you. You pick at it. It's like a cavity. It's like, there's a thing back there. You can't, it's popcorn stuck in your teeth.
Dude, my mind is blown right now. John Singleton. So for those that don't know, when you said that name, I was like, wait, the Boys in the Hood? The guy who wrote and directed Boys in the Hood.
Too
Furious. Like,
well, and right, I think right after this, he did Four Brothers, which I thought, if you haven't seen that, really, really good kind of dynamic in that regard. So, yeah, to see him come off of the movies he did to jump in. And Baby Boy probably wasn't critically successful. I still remember it. But to go from that and then not do anything in 2002, I think, based on his IMDb page, and then jump on the scene with Too Fast and Too Furious. Maybe it was. Maybe it was that cash grab. Maybe it was
Or a director for hire thing. He thought probably, sure, that'd be fun. Let's do something light. Like, you know, he didn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
At all. So real quick, I have Neil Minow's from Common Sense Media. His review says, "This movie has numbingly inane dialogue, and for a story about people who are in love with machinery, it's also absurdly low tech." However, Plugged In says, "If the Fast and Furious was a Thursday night must-see TV commercial for illegal street racing, Too Fast, Too Furious is its Super Bowl equivalent." And then Empire, Alan Morrison and Empire said, "A family sedan compared to the original sporty convertible." Wow, like, reviews are all over the place. So, Flux, the most important question here, which we have to ask every guest this season, Fast and Furious 10 is recording, or they're filming it. They call you up. They're like, "We want a robot in this movie. We need a robot." You get to pick whatever character you're playing and whatever you're doing in the movie. Ooh. What is your role in Fast and Furious 10?
Michelle Rodriguez.
You're playing Michelle Rodriguez?
I just want to be a hot Latina. I just, you know, I don't know. I've never done it before. And it's like, oh, that'd be fun. Okay. No other reason beyond that.
All right. That's a straightforward answer, I guess.
If Gal Gadot hadn't have died, I think in the seventh one,
she was in one of these two?
She was in like two or three of them.
Yeah, she came in right after, I think, Tokyo Drift as Han's love interest.
Did she die?
She did. Yeah, she fell off of a spoiler alert. We need to have one of those kind of things. I think it might have been Fast and Furious 8. No, sorry, 7, where they hook the plane with their car. So their car is flying and she's on the car and she falls off. It is
one where he's running on a train or like a semi over the...
No, not that one. That's the one where they blow out of the train with the car.
Tyrese jumps from one vehicle
to the
other.
Yeah, this has got my lady controversial now, Gina Carano. When Gina Carano comes into Fast and Furious, that's when they take off with the plane Is it Luke Evans?
They take the car and jump from one skyscraper to another skyscraper, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we have to get to the 24th floor on this building. So they take the elevator up with their car somehow to the 28th floor. And I'm guessing numbers here. And drive out the window so that way they can drive into the window of the skyscraper 24th floor next to them.
As we talked about last time, what I'm amazed by is the writing. So Flux, what do you think the writing room is like going into? So we talked about your character. Now you're Michelle Rodriguez. You're going in the table read. How do you think that script sounds? What's your one liner? You're like, can't wait to say that on camera.
Oh man, I don't know. I feel like
it's a mind pondering.
Okay, I'm gonna start at the bottom. The low hanging fruit is, and 100% of these movies, at one point or multiple times, somebody says, "I'm on it." wait for that one, or there's always somebody that, is searching. Wait, and then I figure something out. I'm on a computer now. And the graphics are insane. I don't want to be that person. Those people suck. They're in the movie for like 2 seconds.
2 seconds. You're saying you've got to be.
You got to say I'm on it, or you could be the person that it says, "That's what I'm talking about." You know, there's always somebody that.
So you're the hype person. You're just the one.
Hype. Okay. Like,
hey, I want to be hype, but I'm also be a Latina, and I'll bust your ass too. Like,
Yeah, I'm on it.
So he's the hype Michelle Rodriguez in Fast and Furious 10.
Yeah.
Which we've already.
Again, I don't know anything about these movies. I know what they smell like.
That's probably a fair assessment on him. I do know. So was it now? Fast and Furious 9 was due out last year and it's coming out this year. And the big twist, because they reveal the twist in the trailers now every time. The trailers
suck nowadays. They do. They make me not interested in see the movie. I'm like, I don't need to see it. Like,
I quit watching them. Like, if I know I want to see the movie, I won't watch the trailer because they give you so much.
Yeah, I want to go in cold. Yeah.
Right. So John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother. Somehow they're brothers in this, and I think Charlize Theron returns. Han comes back from the dead. So maybe Gal Gadot will come back from the dead, Carrie. I don't know.
Hey, you never know.
She's too busy doing Wonder Woman 1984, huh?
Did they miss an opportunity to call John Cena's character in the movie Ricky Unleaded? Vin Diesel's his real name. My bad. That joke doesn't work. Yeah, sorry. I thought Vin Diesel was a made-up name, which it is. You're on notice, Vin Diesel.
That's actually a great question. I never thought about that. Let's see if his, you know how you can kind of go to Wikipedia now and always find their born whatever.
Yeah.
Mark Sinclair, known professionally as Vin Diesel. It's out there. It's out there on the internet.
Hey man, he was great in Boiler Room. You know, he was probably one of my favorite characters in Boiler Room. And then right before that, I always forget what it is, but he was in kind of like a low budget, like mafia movie. Like Christopher Walken. It's like Barry Pepper. Mobsters. You know, where it's like the kids of mobsters. Like Barry Pepper was in it. Vin Diesel was in it.
Really? Little Mobsters. Yeah. It was like Muppet Babies of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Godfather, and then they had babies. But it's all reenacted by Billy Babies. I remember that. Yeah, that was good.
Are you sure it wasn't Triple X?
Triple X.
Was it Knock Around Guys? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Knock Around Guys.
Okay, Knock Around Guys was all right. A Man Apart, it was Pitch Black. That's where it's at. Pitch Black was his. Dope.
The first one's great. The other one's Riddick. I'm like, they're okay, but Pitch Black was fantastic.
Right. I did not know this. Apparently, there was a Into Pitch Black TV movie before Pitch Black that he did. I didn't know there was like a TV movie before that franchise. Mm-hmm. Huh. We might have to go searching for stuff afterwards. And then I also forget. I always forget until I see it again that he had a side role in Saving Private Ryan. He was one of the soldiers.
Oh, yeah.
So he's had he's had a pretty extensive career, but it does center around.
If you go down the rabbit hole on YouTube, there's like footage of him when he's like a teenager, early teens breakdancing, like an instructional, like public access show. Vin Diesel doing breakdancing. So
I mean,
if you could do head twirls in a windbreaker, you get to do movies you want. What's that Witch Hunter movie he did that nobody cared about? Like, what was that?
I'm pretty sure it's I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I think it's just called Witch Hunter. Yeah.
Where he's he's done a lot of Witch Hunter. The Last Witch Hunter. That's what it is. He's done a lot of movies.
You know how that worked with The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise and The Last whatever. The only movie that works for is like maybe The Last Unicorn, Last Starfighter, maybe.
Last Starfighter easily is the best one. That's what I would have them rewrite Fast and Furious 10 to just be a Last Starfighter reboot.
Why aren't they in space now? Right. Harry, you've been deep in this. Are you okay?
That's got to be it. I mean, that's what we talked about. I mean, when you guys said last, the first one I thought of The Last of Us. We heard in the last episode. Hopefully, that's going to come out as a TV show. I love that. But yeah, I think at this point, now the Mars rover is Fast and Furious 10.
Right? Like, Vin Diesel's going to burst out, and he's going to be in space. He's going to hook up. Oh, Matt Damon's in it. He's still there from The Martian.
Oh, the, right? Yep.
He's still pooping and making tea leaves or whatever he was doing, right? Now he's got this whole underground thing, and then MI6 is somehow involved, and
he's the space pirate,
just dudes
right?
in suits with aluminum briefcases in space now. I don't know. Yeah,
there's got to be a bank on Mars that they can rob from. You know, the easy
I'm
money.
On it.
The Rock's on it. You know, but yeah, the last one, Hobbs and Shaw. I think that was to catch you up. They're starting. They tried, I think, in a way with the most recent one, like they did with Fast and Furious 2, to kind of just create two characters, right? So Fast and Furious 2 is Brian Walker or Paul Walker's character. And then Tyrese. Now they had obviously Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham kind of break apart and kind of do their own thing. As we found on the last episode, Idris Elba was the villain. Then, you know, now in this case, Charlize Theron is coming back to reprise her role, I assume, from Fast and Furious 8 and Fast and Furious 10.
Nine's coming out now this year, and 10 is already being worked on. But let's not forget that Ryan Reynolds is also in the Hobbs and Shaw one. And actually, the funniest part of probably any of the 8 to 9 movies that have been released was like his one little scene at the end with the phone call, where he's like talking about being able to stab somebody with a brick or something. I don't know.
If we follow Friday the 13th logic, X is in space. It's Jason Tenz in space. You're seeing The Rocky, and then also you're describing all these fantastic actors joining the fray. Remember, okay, I see the Rocky II poster back there. Big fan of that movie. Rocky III, I argue Rocky is the villain of that movie. Remember how we all laughed at The Expendables, how ridiculous that was? How is it any different from what you just described to me about Fast and Furious franchise? Why is it cooler than Expendables? Because you're basically describing Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Adam
Driver.
Yeah. They just keep
I don't know. Mark Hamill. Yeah. The Joker. What?
He's playing the Joker.
Why not?
Okay. The Expendables was a perfect comparison, but they kind of they took over. Like Fast and Furious have been doing this since 2001. They've been going 20 years doing movies. Expendables, I think they only got to 3. But what I loved about Expendables was they added characters that you hadn't heard from in a while, right? Mel Gibson, I think that was one of Mel Gibson's first roles.
Kind of comeback return, like a return role.
You know,
yeah.
Jet Li, you know, everybody knew kind of Jet Li around our era. You know, him and Jason Statham in War, kind of an interesting role. But then when you added Wesley Snipes coming back after his
Was awesome. Yeah, Wesley Snipes is like, oh, shit, that guy played in here,
too? Yeah. Yeah, I think he ends up being in the third one. The Expendables. But you actually learn how, like, Dolph Lundgren actually is, like, critically smart. They allow him to be an MIT scientist, which he is insanely intelligent. But, I thought the Expendables did a really good job, but they had kind of the blueprint with Fast and Furious. And great characters and no plot.
Really important to change the subject back to something because I have a very important find here. And it's coincidental that Michelle Rodriguez in September was the one to leak this information. But it apparently Fast and Furious 9 does launch Toretto or Vin Diesel's character into space by the end of the movie. It does. So,
and then it's going to turn into pitch black. He's going to become Riddick. It's all connected.
There it is.
Are you saying Fast and Furious 9 is an origin story for Riddick?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the way to that planet, he stops at Mars, and the Mars rover gives him the night vision eyes. Right, that's how he gets those.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm buying it. I'm
radiation.
Buying it.
Yeah,
and then they can release one giant box set of all the Fast and Furious and Chronicles of Riddick movies, and then that's how they get people to buy the sequels to the Chronicles of Riddick. Is in that giant box set.
And that's how Skynet and freaking Terminators and shit. I don't know.
All right. Well, we've picked it apart. Yeah. All that.
That was a very fast recap.
Was it too furious though, guys? Guys, was it too furious?
It was a little furious.
I just don't want to get too furious.
It was too fast. Just the right amount of furious. Yeah. That's what it was. I'll take it.
I'm rusty.
What are they naming, Carrie? Do you know what they're naming Fast and Furious 9?
No.
Is it just F9?
F9, yeah.
Right? Because you had like Furious 7 and Fast 8 and like all like, so I just, and now they're just going down to a letter. F9.
It was
Next
Hobbs
is just 10.
Shaw,
Next is just 10.
Technically F8, I think was Hobbs and Shaw. I think that was kind of their quick title, but I haven't really seen a title. That's a great question. Like, I think Tokyo Drift might have been like the last, like Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I think that was the last time we saw something after like Fast and Furious.
Subtitle. Okay. Yeah. Because there's also in this franchise, there is a movie titled The Fast and the Furious. And then there was also a movie
was like
titled
number six, wasn't it?
Fast and, it was like, and Furious. Right. Yeah. It's the same title, just dropped the D's.
Yeah.
That's
why I think
know.
F9 is Zoom, according to my keyboard.
Is that what it says on your? Is that what the F9 button says on keyboard?
Delayed.
Also, too, I did not realize this, but Vin Diesel, I still have his IMDb page pulled up, and he's apparently in Avatar 2. Like, is he's filming with James Cameron up for those Avatar movies?
I
didn't know that.
Cameron's been doing that for the last, 145 years. So I don't know when come out that. Or who cares. Like, I don't know. Is anybody excited about those? I don't know.
Are you excited about it? Like, did you like the first one?
It was fine, but meh.
What was it like this like cinematic glory that everybody made it out to be?
No.
I don't think it was anything different than any other like kind of movie on those lines.
It's all right.
To me, the movie, you had to see it in theaters. So what it did with 3D, what Cameron does on the technical side of thing is revolutionary, but as soon as that thing leaves theaters, then it's just worthless. Like, it's just another.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at cons and in pop culture, when's the last time you saw people like that creating a culture around it?
No,
like,
I don't
see
ever.
People dressed up like avatars. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just okay. Yeah, it turned the movie theater into like more of an amusement park ride, and that he was the first to kind of do that, I think.
And right? They doubled the frames per second. Then the way he uses 3D is so different.
And that was like innovative, but
I just got thrown off by that main character. I didn't like him in anything that he did.
Of Sam Worthington?
Yeah. He's going to be in Fast and Furious 10. No,
he killed
the Titans remake. That dude is vanilla. Exactly. Like,
and then like right after that was
shooter. He is every shooter avatar character like game from that era, like generic white dude, like that guy.
Like, I can't get over like the visual of him as like the Terminator, right? Wasn't he in like the Terminator with Christian Bale, where he's just like half human body, but then like underneath his aunt, I was like, nah, like that's where I kind of got. I'm like, I can't.
So from 2009 to 2011, he was in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 movies. Oh, to 2012. So over 4 years, he was in how many movies? I just said. And he did everything from Avatar to Clash of the Titans to the Terminator Salvation to Texas Killing Fields to Man on a Ledge to the sequel for Clash of Titans, Wrath of the Titans, all in that span. He was in everything for that span. In 2010 alone, he was in 5 movies. Or one of them's a video, excuse me. So he was in 4 movies and a video. My bad.
That was when Vine was popping, I guess. And
I guess, all right.
He did a Vine.
He gets it on his IMDb page. There you go.
He needed his SAG credentials.
Perfect. He
directed this Vine?
Right.
Cooking breakfast?
Awesome. So tell us before we, because we're going to also have to do some, we're going to do some fun trivia here in a second. But before we get to that, let's sidestep. Let's give our brains a break from Fast and Furious and talk a little bit about Robot Co-op. Right. So as I mentioned, it was the Incognito Cinema Warriors XP was the like movie riffing. And now we've kind of gone towards, as you mentioned, it's on. And let me switch that overlay back to the Twitch TV address. So it's over on Twitch TV a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. For game riffing. And you guys, obviously, if you search YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Robot Co-op, can find you guys all there too.
The movie riffing basically just put stuff in front of us. We'll make fun of it.
Right. I think you guys did like a New Year's Eve the one year I saw you were doing that, like on Twitch. So
just because it's legal to stream that, it was like free, so it's like it wasn't like we wouldn't get shut down. We're not showing movies or anything like that. That's the trouble with that. It's like expensive to get movies like licensed, like show them and blah blah blah, but we just approach video game streams the same way. We just talk smack and just try to make it silly goose time, nothing serious.
Awesome.
Need a break,
Carrie, they can watch you play video games, and then they'll have a lot to riff on.
Unless you want to go back to like Super Nintendo days and watch me play Super Mario 3.
Well, we just today all day. That's why I'm a little sleepy now. We just streamed all day. Mario 3D, I guess, was on SNES. Yep. It's like an RPG. Mm-hmm. We did that for 5 hours. So,
did they not have the solar panels hooked up or something? I didn't know how robots get sleepy. I was just.
Agitated.
That's
static buildup.
That's when he becomes the jackass, right?
Like, right.
Yeah.
All right. So we're to the important part of our show, and what's going to happen now is, and this is going to be, I think, a little more difficult than it was last time, because Flux, like we said, was not programmed. None of the movies were programmed into his memory, so he hasn't seen the Fast and Furious.
I think I know ish about the culture. I'm trying to TRL, Carson Daly.
So
and it's bands. Like Tara Reid, Carson Daly.
Tara Reid, Carson Daly, Ludacris. Before Mystical was in prison, like when Mystical was backing that ass up.
Backing that ass.
When No Ludacris Limit was
telling people, he was like kind of being rude about it, telling people where, when, and where to go. Just say excuse me would have been nicer, Ludacris. Mind your manners.
But we're gonna do a pop quiz, and what's gonna happen is Carrie is going to read off Fast and Furious quotes, and we're gonna guess whether they are. Is this one? What are we guessing? They're a Fast and Furious quote or a famous robot quote?
Correct.
Is that what it?
Yes.
Right. All right,
dude.
Well, let's cue the intro first.
What are you smiling about, dude? I almost had you. You almost had me.
It's time for a Fast and Furious showdown. All right, I'm ready for this. I feel like I won the last one. I don't know, Carrie, if you felt like I won.
I mean, no, because like Elle knew her own quotes.
Okay, that's fair. All right,
so I feel like a little bit better because the person that we're talking to didn't create the quote that I was reading off.
That's fair. So this will be a little easier for me then. Then maybe I have a chance here. All right, so what we're going to do is Carrie's going to read them. And then you're going to say whether you think it's a famous robot quote or a Fast and Furious quote. And then I'll say whether I agree or disagree with you, I guess.
So that's it. I don't have to guess which film they're from.
Correct.
No, I hope not.
That's giving me not, right? There's 19 of these movies or something. Right. I'm going, I don't know.
All these which quotes would be from just Fast either and Furious or. 3. Only Fast and Furious 3.
3?
Sorry, 2. My bad.
2? Okay. Two.
Oh, okay. Fair. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. All right. We're ready.
All right. So I will read off the quote, and then you guys tell me what you think. I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Easy peasy.
Oh, that's T2. Not Fast and Furious.
Yep, easy.
Yeah, that's some Arnold right there.
Eddie Furlong saying hasta la vista, baby, as if that was normal things kids say. Like, did any of you guys ever say hasta la vista, baby, with a straight face to another person? No.
After that movie.
No, after the movie, you're like, oh, I guess that's cool, isn't it? Was James Cameron trolling us a whole generation? Anyway,
I think so.
That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. That is correct. Terminator 2, that is the quote from there. So we'll make it a little bit harder here. All right. So let's see here. When you're going to pop my clutch? As soon as you get the right set of tools.
That sounds bad enough. Yeah, that sounds bad enough to be a Fast and Furious line.
And it's also pseudo-sexual. It's like, oh, you got tools. You're talking about pee-pee. That's Fast and Furious.
Yeah. You might as well watch that movie. That is two different quotes from two different people. Yes, from Fast and Furious. It was ludicrous, if I recall correctly, to someone else. So,
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Let's see. There's a thin line between being a hero and being a memory.
I feel like that can't be Fast and Furious. I don't know. I'll lead the flux on this one. I don't know.
I'm going to go Fast because I think that's going to be one of those introspective characters that hadn't talked much and maybe just revealed a story. Man, I'm so excited that Brenda's having my baby. When we get done with this job, I'm going straight and blah, blah, blah. And that dude's dead. Like, immediately. I can feel like it's one of those guys.
What do you got, Gary?
Optimus Prime from Transformers.
Ooh,
I mean,
R.I.P. R.I.P. O.P. O.G. O.P. Wow.
But the Michael Bay Transformers, right?
I believe that was the animated cartoon on
Netflix. Oh, okay. Okay.
The sad one where he dies in the first 5 minutes or something. Yeah.
Yeah, like immediately. Back in, we were like kids for that one too, so it was extra sad. Okay.
All right. Got a couple more. So let's see here. Pockets ain't empty, cuz, and we ain't hungry no more either.
That's Tyrese in Too Fast, Too Furious.
I don't know, though. It's been a while since I've seen Short Circuit 2. It could have been Johnny Five, like, hey, break yourself, fool.
Hey, going hungry. That's Johnny Five saying it.
Pockets ain't empty.
It's got to be Fast and Furious. It's got to be.
That would be Fast and Furious. All right, two more.
Okay.
Ejecto seat, man. It works. I love this button.
Do they eject any in the Fast and Furious? I don't know. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's something else.
Yeah, I'm going to go robot. A Transformers, like a Michael Bay Transformers is kind of what I'm going to. That's my gut reaction.
That is Fast and Furious.
Really? Oh. An ejector seat?
Yep. They build an ejector seat into the car. Tyrese has a button, so that is Tyrese saying it as the seat.
I mean,
is this how Vin Diesel ends up in outer space?
Also, I just don't want to, you know, I robots could say foo too. You know, I don't want to just assume that Fast and Furious has the monopoly on using foo after like punctuating a sentence with foo. Right.
That's fair. All right.
I got one more.
Okay.
I've got blings.
I feel like it's Trick, but I want to.
Is that in Tron? I think it's no. Tron's not even robots.
He's got the gold chains on in Tron. While he's
while you're thinking, all of these are robots. The Terminator 2, I thought people would kind of question it a little bit, but this is definitely a robot and or a Fast and Furious quote.
Arnold's full machine. So you did good. This one, I got blings, right? Is that what he's saying? I got blings.
I've got blings.
I'm going to say this is ludicrous from Too Fast, Too Furious.
I'm going to go robot.
Flux is correct.
What? Yes. What is it from?
That is from Chappie.
Chappie. Oh, yeah, I like that movie too. Yeah,
where a toaster, like a sentient toaster, hangs out with Diantward in South Africa.
That's exactly that movie.
I didn't see that movie.
I could see that crossed
that's
over.
That's my cousin. It's kind of sad. He worked through some things. We had an intervention. It was, you know, those were his dark years. I just don't want to relive it. I'm trying to move past that, you know. Chappie hurt.
That's very fair. But it brings up a good point, though, that the robots can say, you know, talk in slang, too, because Chappie is the perfect example for it. Well, so
don't you remember Los Locos kick your ass, Los Locos kick your face, Los Locos kick your balls in outer space? Right. Short Circuit 2.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think to go back that far, but now I really want to watch Short Circuit. Is it Fisher Stevens? Is that who everybody, like, there was the whole controversy?
Because he was like, oh,
because he played like an Indian guy, but he was white.
Around his skin, even. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a little, it was a different time. It was a different time, that's for sure. But, yeah. All right. Well, we're pretty set on time here, Flux. We do thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Our Too Fast, Too Furious episode. And Flux, obviously, we can catch you at twitch.tv/robotco_op. We've got that link right there.
Go, hit the little bell button, subscribe, and you'll be alerted every time it goes on. So it's like 2-3 times a week, pretty consistently, you know, hop in or don't. We do really long shows, so you can hop in whenever. It's pretty loose. Fun, silly goose time.
It's pretty entertaining. And you can comment on Twitch. You can quiz them on more quotes on whether it's robot or faster growth. There you go. Awesome. All right. Well, Flux, thank you again. One more time. Catch them on Robot Co-op wherever you catch your game streaming, or more specifically Twitch. As for us, this is I'm Not Famous on Project Nerd over on projectnerd.com, or head to wherever you get your podcasts and search Project Nerd Podcast. And definitely check us out every Wednesday through April and May for this session. And then, of course, more seasons ahead. All right, gentlemen and general robots, till next time. Still offering to the drone machine, but you put another face on my heart.